Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Anil tried to get Marla to return home, but she ended the call abruptly. At the restaurant, Goldman chided Patsy about her gossiping, and Benicia arrived and asked him where Anil lived. Patsy immediately offered to show her. Coretta visited Ignatius seeking financial assistance. He gave her $20,000 and chased her out of the office. Anil told Benicia she must leave Murondoy and him as he loved his wife. As we return, Sunny and Bibi are visiting Anil.
Anil! Hey, Anil! Open this door, boy! You can't still be sleeping! Anil!
Watch how we got this place, Sonny. Like this by now, even sweep the little doors.
Bibi, you know Amala does clean this place.
Mama. Hey, mommy. Hi, daddy. Come in.
Anil, you not clean this place since Mala gone?
And you got this place locked up so bad? You got to air out this house.
Ah, come here, baby. Daddy miss you.
A good thing you left Mina with me and Sonny. Cause the way you got this house not healthy for one picnic.
Look, yeah, please. Right now, I got a headache.
Your head no more hurt you? At 10:30 and you're still asleep.
All right, mommy. I was up late last night because of taking on my friend John. I hear from me in days. He's sick with coronavirus.
Sorry for hearing that, Anil. But you really got to catch yourself, man.
Is something y'all come for?
Like you don't want to see your mom and daddy and your picnic?
I ain't mean it like that, mommy.
Well, what you mean?
Sorry.
Look, boy. Sister Patsy call Abby and tell Abby how this Venezuelan woman in Murondoy.
Look, I ain't send and call she.
So true.
As far as I know, She's not coming back.
Aye. When you gonna learn your lesson, eh? Like you not want your wife back?
Look, Daddy, I had no idea the woman coming to Murundi. And it's the same old wretch sister Patsy. Show she where I live in.
Me sure she call Mal and tell she by now.
Why the woman got to be so wicked and spiteful, eh? Isn't that enough that Mal moved out and left me?
You can't continue living like this, Anil. And Mina can't stay with me and Bibi forever.
She go stay with Abby till Mal come back. Mina want to speak in this dirty house. Why you not clean this place since Mal left, eh?
Like me got no motivation for do nothing.
You a man, Anil. Pick yourself up and do what you got to do for fix your life.
Alright, Daddy, alright.
Come up with a plan. You got to show Molly your love, she. You can't sit down here and hope that she gonna just come back.
Is who going on here, Alonzo?
I'm planning, Shelly.
Planning?
Yeah. Start working on my business plans.
Oh.
Yep. Can't sit down and wait for nobody.
So this include your grand plans to work with ExxonMobil?
Well, I'm working on what business I could reasonably start within the new year.
Okay.
And then once I register my business and it up and running, I go register it with the Center for Local Business Development.
You know, a friend was telling me she's doing some training with them. She do introduction to oil and gas and something else. She working with your family meat business.
Nice.
Apparently, the business must be registered with the Center for Local Business Development in order for benefit from these training.
Well, I know Aldo.
You know you should really let your uncle help you with those plans though.
Nah, me left Uncle Ignatius alone. The man don't know want me around you too much.
Yeah, me know but he frightened.
Can't blame me.
Look, let me talk about the business plans. What kind of business you plan to start with?
I try to see what kind of service ExxonMobil really looking for in Guyana.
So you don't quite make up your mind yet?
Look, from all my research so far, them got taxi services, air services, food, material, and all the providing services right now.
Close though. Remember the manufacturing companies that making the overalls for the FPSO staff in Singapore?
Yeah.
But you got to keep in mind that all these people had to bring themselves up to international standards. You can't just start a business, register it to the Center for Local Business Development, and then suddenly get a big contract with ExxonMobil.
Yes, me know Aldo. But that's exactly what the Center for Local Business Development can help me with once I register.
Yeah, but you don't even know what business you want to start yet.
Soon, man, soon. I'm starting through it.
That is why I keep telling you, talk to your uncle. Ignatius in business for decades. Plus, all he businesses done register with the Center for Local Business Development how long? He workers they're benefiting from none of them training.
Look, I understand what you're saying. But I try to steal them away. You know why I find out while I doing this little research on the island gas thing though? ExxonMobil got partners, you know.
Yes, I thought that was common knowledge.
Since you know so much, who is the partners? I can tell you, for the Stockbrook block alone, ExxonMobil and Esso Exploration and Production Limited hold 45%.
Yeah.
And Hess Guyana Exploration Limited hold 30%. Look, I write it on here. CNOOC Petroleum Limited Guyana hold 25%.
Okay.
But that's just the Stabroek block. And you know the Stabroek block is 6.6 million acres.
Well, I can't even wrap my head around that. But this whole thing about partnership got me thinking. You know, a couple years ago, your uncle was gonna help me open a gentleman's club.
A gentleman's club? You mean a strip club?
A classy type of club, man.
But with strippers?
Well, the girls gotta make money. You know I was a stripper, right?
Oh.
Yes. Your uncle used to love the girls.
So why you no open the club?
I must get too comfortable, you know? I mean, it's not like I got for work.
Mm.
But I starting to feel like I need to do something, you know?
Okay.
Maybe I should invest in whatever business you come up with and we could be partners.
The club?
No, not the club. With no end to coronavirus in sight, I got put off. Something that you've been talking about, whether it's the taxi service or the little construction business.
Me ain't going little with nothing, you know. I going big.
Well, I got some money I could help you with. I got my own bank account to your uncle. Let's put in money for me every month.
Oh, how much you got?
Some millions. Plus, we got a joint account.
So wait, you got access to all Uncle money?
No, not all. Not even half or quarter. Ignatius got several bank accounts. I got me own and the joint account with he.
Oh.
But the joint account, I got access to the money and could help you.
Alright.
But what you got to do for me? is come up with a clear plan. We ain't playing dolly house. This is serious business. We can got to work out the terms and so once you get a solid plan.
Me na raise you like a day, Sanil.
Bye. Like you don't turn up nothing in this house. You got the TV in you and Mala room on. The one out there, that they on. The AC in the room they on. Awa bye? You no know nothing about conserving little current?
I forget them things on, Daddy.
Plus all them lights on outside. How much light bill you just pay when the month done?
Tell you the truth, Mommy. I don't even know. Marla's take care of all them bills. But she said the bill dropped since the PUUP upgrade.
But with you burning everything one time, Anil, it might go back.
But one of the benefits of this upgrade is not that we can pay less and get more stable electricity.
Well, once you're conserving and not using voltage regulators and transformers that over the capacity, is no reason that you shouldn't have your bill reduced.
Yes, have your bill dropped between the upgrade and now.
And part of that reason are because we be very serious about conserving. Me can't even left one fan or light on.
Well, I got to try and develop that kind of discipline.
Not because you can afford to pay one high light bill, make you not go try and conserve.
Yes, and all your appliances and so go end up lasting longer.
You expecting somebody, Anil?
No, Daddy.
Might be Marla.
Me go open. Marla? Eh?
Anil? Oh, you not Anil?
Benicia?
Ahuda.
Hola, buenas tardes. I'm Anil's friend, Benicia.
You are the Venezuelan woman?
Si. You are Anil's parents?
Yes.
It's so nice to meet you.
Nice? You don't know this by your wife?
Si. Mi amigo Anil.
So what are you doing here?
I come to visit my friend.
Anil, you not gonna say nothing by? And what happened to you, Sonny?
Nothing. Young lady? You should go along your way. This boy got a wife and pick me.
Benicio, did I tell you not to come back to Murundai?
How can I be so close to you and not come and visit Anil? I have nothing to do at the hotel all day.
You are paying for this woman's hotel bill, Anil?
Me? Mommy, me ain't got nothing to do with though.
Look, Anil, you got to fix this and fix it quick.
Look, Benicio, come. You got to leave.
Nice to meet you.
I'm coming back just now.
Sonny, why you been a stare at that girl so?
What? Ah, nah, man. Me just surprised to see the young woman.
You think me stupid? Eh? Me born yesterday. You and your son are the same thing.
But, baby, I mean...
Now what baby me nothing? Me don't want to hear nothing. Now help me clean up this house.
Shelly? This was a good idea for Tekka Drive.
About a week to do the little fresh air, eh? What's what going on by Anil?
I already tell you not to come back here, eh? But you don't listen, Benicio.
Hi, Anil. Everything all right there, friend?
Hey, Shelly, yeah.
Is who's your friend?
What? Watch the woman by?
Oh, she leaving.
Hi, I'm Anil's friend, Benicia.
Oh, hi, Benicio.
Beautiful. Hi, I'm Alonso.
Hola, Alonso.
Look, she's leaving now. See you later, Benicio.
Anil, you're not driving me back to town?
No. The same way you come, the same way you can find your way back.
We can drop you.
Who's we? Is you driving this car, Alonso?
Well, me could drive if you don't want to drive. Come in, babes.
Oh, gracias. I really appreciate you doing this for me.
Alonso, you serious?
Look, you could come after the house and we could drop the young lady to town and get to know she better.
Well, I know me to I go in.
So, tell me a little about yourself, Benicia. How God make you so beautiful?
I don't know.
Well, today you make me believe in angels. Beautiful Benicia.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.